7:31 in Britain, 8:31 on the continent. Good morning, I'm Jonelle. Day number 23 of Euro CJD5, and I'm not sure what the reason of for the difference of interest is, but the diaptric surveyor has traveled over to visit the Ross Revenge this morning. That's in the last 15 minutes or so. I don't know what the reason is. I can't see their port side. They may have visitors. I'm not real sure, but I will keep you up to date. These are the cars on Laser.
This is day 23 of Euro Siege 85.
And this Euro Siege update is brought to you by the going out of business sale of Inflicted Sound in Bent. Don't miss out on unbelievable bargains. Now live from our vantage point on the poop deck of the MV Communicator, Charlie Wolf.
Thank you, Tom. Last couple days have been quite exciting here on the North Sea, and I must say, in over 30 years of reporting on sieges of the North Sea as a journalist, this has been the most exciting point of my career. A lot happened this morning, but first, let's go to last night, a special report with Chris Carson. It was history on the North Sea. This is the sound last night, if you'll hit the tape, please.
Live on the poop deck of the MV Communicator, and just moments ago, they came into scene. Listen to that, Chris. Can you hear that?
Oh, my goodness. What is that?
That is them. That was, I believe that was them. Wasn't me.
Hey, Dioptric,
did you hear that? Yeah, that was their horn.
If you're listening to us right now, could you do it one more time?
Yeah, they're flashing. That's beautiful.
There you have it, Tom, from last night.
Right now, the Dioptric Survey.
From last night, we were just listening there, a special report, and it just shows that Laser 558's news coverage is the best on the North Sea because of our around-the-clock resources.
That's right.
We make news. We're there when news happens, Tom. Reporting.
If there is no news, we make it, right?
Darn right.
Laser 558 with news and views to keep you amused. Keep us on your dial. You just can't lose. Right?
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Actually, our news director is Dr. Seuss, who gave us all a new look at the noose.
That's right. That's right.
All right.
Doc's great, man. But anyway, we just, there you have it. That was history in the making. And we also, we just got word from the situations room here on the MV Communicator. Well, Tom, I hate to say this. Let's put it this way. We're law-abiding people, right?
Yeah.
Very law-abiding. According to our legal aides on the situations room of the communicator, them blowing their horn was in contravention of the Marine Offenses Act.
Ooh.
They've supplied us with... Now, the first time it was cool. They were just announcing their presence. But when I requested them to honk on the air, they did so, thereby supplying us with programming, and we'll be forwarding our report to the Director of Public Prosecutions sometime later this week. We have it on tape, and we have photos. So we figured not only are we journalists, but we uphold the law out here, right to the letter. Okay, now let's go on for today. A lot of excitement. We've had some anoraks out here, and not only were they out here, they came on the ship because it is legal. Everyone we've talked to that's met up with the police has asked them if it's legal or not to come on the ship. And their response from the local constabularies have been, it is legal, just don't give us people on the offshore stations anything, and you're fine. Well, these people came on board, and they didn't even get... They give you the time of day, Tommy?
No, they wouldn't give me the time of day.
Nothing at all. Just came on, took their pictures, and left. The Dioptric, of course, came by, took their pictures. We all smiled and waved to them. And then when the Dutch boat left, the Dioptric, as usual, chased them for 2 miles. I don't know what that's supposed to prove. It's one of the most wally moves I've ever seen. But,
I don't know.
But we're not going to make too much fun of them. I mean, they're right wallies, but we won't make fun of them because they're friends now. They blow their horn for us, and they wave at us, and we think that's cool. And we'll be going over sometime in the near future.
They're friends now, right?
Good friends. Good friends.
Scratch the order for the 50 caliber tracer bullets, all right?
Yeah, we're not going to do that. And we'll be really nice in our report to the Department of the Public Prosecutions. We have to do this. I hope the guys on the Dioptric understand. It's not that we want to throw them in, but we're law-abiding citizens, and that's the way it is. And also, one last note, no helicopters have crashed into our mast today, making us still a potential life threat as opposed to an actual life threat. That's the scene out here, Tommy. Charlie Wolf reporting live from my vantage point on the Pooperoonie deck of the MV Communicator, and we're doing it for Laser 558.